Welcome to the FTN NBA Podcast with your hosts, Adam Pfeiffer, Joe Metz, and Zach Graham.
Presented by the FTN Network.
Bringing you the analysis you need on breaking news, betting markets, and your fantasy lineups.
What's up, everybody, though? This is now switching it to the live edition of the FTN NBA Podcast. Zach went to go reset his internet. I don't know if you watched the stream, Joe, but Zach was like, it was like when you're watching the news and the reporter is like delayed. Zach just heard me so late.
Oh,
so
no.
He's going to restart his internet. But okay. Yeah, you excited to see who made the All-Star team?
I am. I'm hoping, you know, we have a lot of guys that we like that I don't want to say are fringe. They shouldn't be fringe guys, but I don't know if they're going to, you know, DeJounte Murray, you guys talked about. Both.
You're a fringe guy. Guys,
oh, wow. Thanks. I came on ready to show some love because I played four damn Spurs in my single entry today. God damn it. But yeah, I'm you know, excited to see. I feel like especially the guard crop on in both conferences this season is incredibly deep. Like there are going to be. You know, people argue they're snubs every year, but you can argue each of these rosters should be 17 deep.
I mean, listen,
how people are playing.
Like one of Garland, LaMelo, Van Vliet, Drew Holiday, like one of those players is not going to be an all-star, which
I have of those guys you mentioned. I think LaMelo is the most likely to be an all-star. I think
just based off like the appeal of the game and everything,
yes,
not exactly. That he's had a bad year. Like they've all had very comparable seasons.
But yes, the appeal of the All-Star game literally has LaMelo Ball written all over it.
Right.
I think that I think with the last 3 weeks, how things have gone, unfortunately, I think Drew is the odd one out.
All right. There's Devin Booker. No surprise.
Oh, I got to pull up.
Look, Boomer Adam on cable. In front of me. No spoilers.
All right. Sorry. I forgot. I have a narrative, too, for Friday's slate.
Uh-oh.
The Cavs play Charlotte. So, like, if Garland gets in and LaMelo doesn't, there you go. Mm,
or vice versa.
Ooh, well, Garland might not play. He's still got the back.
Oh, that's good. That's true. Because so All-Star game or that weekend is, what, the 20th? Is that the All-Star game? Sunday the 20th? So, how... remind me, replacements are usually dubbed the week before, roughly, right?
I think so. Not something I've committed to memory, admittedly. Like when the replacement.
I see you're talking. I just turned on. I see you're talking to Draymond right now.
Yeah.
How awkward that be if he doesn't make the team? Like, should have been a starter, but.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah,
he definitely should have been a starter over fucking Wiggins.
There's Luka, the two that we knew. And Luka.
So next
just,
will be Chris Paul, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I would imagine. So Luka just recorded, I believe, last game his 41st career triple double. The exact number might be off.
And he had 40, right?
Yeah. He is. Oh my God, I can't say it. I'm not going to say he is Westbrook. But I think there are two ways his career can go. I think, one, he gets help, develops defensively a little more, and actually turns a team into a contender.
He's getting help in about 7 days. Dallas is trading for somebody.
Is it going to be enough help? That's the question. It is
probably not.
God damn it, there's Rudy Gobert. I'm logging off. I'll see you guys later.
Did you not expect him to get
no,
in?
No, I expected it. I just think Rudy Gobert is the most boring.
Oh, I forgot about Cat, too. So, like,
but
if
yes,
Cat
no, Dello's saying in the chat, like, no shot, he's legit alone. That's kind of how I feel, too. Like Luka needs a lot of help, and I don't think he's going to get
Did you see
help
what made. David put in chat?
And I just see everyone saying, did you just compare Luka to Westbrook? If I didn't get interrupted, I'd be able to explain it. I think he goes one of two ways. He either helps turn a team into a contender, or if Dallas just keeps trending the way he does, he stays there. He's just going to be Russell Westbrook. He's going to keep racking up triple-doubles. He's going to pad his stats, and he's not going to win shit. I think Luka has a higher likelihood to turn a team into a contender than become the next Russell Westbrook, but what's he doing right now?
Dallas has played good the last month. Sheepish.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, keeping them in the top six,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, dude, Dallas has been good the last month.
No, that's fair.
And he's also not playing well?
Well, the thing that's kept them in the top six, aside from Luka, is their defense right now, which he arguably has little to do with, but obviously.
Oh, breaking news. Superstar talent doesn't play defense very often or at a high level.
Hey, I'm not used to having a superstar that doesn't play defense.
It's a fair
that's
point.
That's just one of us three. It's a fair point. I have a reigning defensive player of the year. Draymond just got announced, Adam, so you can.
Joe was just called a psychopath in chat, so that's great.
I don't think they're off base with that. Like, first Joe last week is defending Grayson Allen.
Oh, here we go.
Now he's saying that, like, the best prospect since LeBron is going to be turn out to be Russell Westbrook.
No, I did not say he's going to turn out to be Russell Westbrook. I think there's Donovan Mitchell. I think he goes one of two ways. I think one very realistic way that we could see, and I'm not saying he is Russell Westbrook, but he's going to be a superstar that pads stats that doesn't have help and that doesn't, like, he alone, I don't think, is enough to take a team to a championship. And we've seen that. He's not LeBron. LeBron took a 36-year-old Zydrunas Ilgauskas and Boobie Gibson to an NBA finals.
It took him, what, 5 or 6 years to do that? Let's give
He didn't make the playoffs his first, what, 2 years?
Yeah.
Correct. Yep.
So,
yeah. So I guess maybe I should put the brakes a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, this is my, Luka is the cornerstone of my dynasty team that.
All right, let's recap here. We have the Western Conference reserves: Devin Booker, Luka Doncic, Rudy Gobert, Draymond Green, Donovan Mitchell, and just announced, unsurprisingly, is Chris Paul. So, what does that give us? One spot left. I'm gonna be quiet.
It's gotta be Cat, right?
That's what I'm thinking. So we'll see.
Not Karl Anthony Towns, and they do like Paul George or Anthony Davis.
That's what I'm worried about. Yeah. I was talking
like
to Zach.
Like I said last week. This is the first of all. Let me. I've been waiting to do this. Okay, if Andrew Wiggins had an ounce of fucking integrity, he would turn down that spot. He would turn it down.
God, this guy's dream just came true. Zach, give him a damn break.
No, I don't give a fuck.
Oh no.
See, this is what I'm saying. This is what, like, the fan vote. Let the fans.
There's Cat, but God damn it, DeJounte Murray got snubbed. I'm taking to Twitter right now.
Look. Let the fans vote, but it doesn't count for anything. Just release the numbers. That's the popularity contest part of this. And the reason why people, like, should I be getting this upset about a game that doesn't matter? No. But in general, there are players that have clauses in their contracts where they make more money if they make the All-Star game. So the fact that Andrew Wiggins is potentially stealing that money, not just from DeJounte Murray, but any of the other guys that were on the All-Star team bubble, is the point of this.
And a lot of that comes back to just because the NBA needs to see this and realize basketball is a fucking positionless game. Like, mm-hmm. You don't need a small forward. Like, get Andrew Wiggins out of there. You pass up, like, yes, he's been injured, but Anthony Davis should have been in over Andrew Wiggins. DeJounte Murray, the number one player, should be in over Andrew Wiggins. You can argue Anthony Edwards should have been in over Andrew Wiggins. Like, I understand the Warriors are one of the best teams in the NBA. Andrew Wiggins has had a good season. He has not had an All-Star season.
Give me Desmond Bane over Andrew Wiggins in the All-Star game.
Desmond Bane, a player that on 2-2-22,
yeah, wild.
Tough shot, 22% from the field, and had 22 points. Just nuts. People are going to lose their fucking minds on February 22nd. Just wait.
But, dude, like, Andrew Wiggins, like, I feel like he would gain a lot of respect around the league. Not that he doesn't have it already as a player, but, like, by turning that spot down, because you know it's a fucking joke. It's a joke. Nobody in their right mind had him. The only reason people voted for him, he got, what, 4 media votes? The only reason people voted for him is because of the positional constraints that the NBA puts on the ballot. There's absolutely no way. Like, I know we did this last week, but when we did, us three and Alex Blickel did our All-Star ballots with 2-3 weeks ago, we didn't consider Andrew Wiggins.
No, the thing is, like, Andrew Wiggins wouldn't have been
mentions.
And Andrew Wiggins
did our honorable mentions, and none of us talked about him.
We gave how many? I think we each gave 2 honorable mentions. I don't know if Wiggins would have been in my next 5 after that.
Yeah. Like, and I'm not taking away from what he's done this season, because obviously he's played a big part, especially before Klay came back and with Draymond out. And he's going to continue, unless he gets traded, continue to play a huge role in this team's title run this year.
You could argue Jordan Poole over Andrew Wiggins.
How about Triple J?
What? Okay.
Here's how DeJounte gets in. Draymond says he's out.
Yeah, did he say he's out? I have it muted. He said it. Okay.
He said it. So my concern here, I told Tyreek in the chat, if Draymond's out, if the NBA
they're gonna give it to Davis.
No, I think they're going to give it to Anthony Davis for positional reasons. It's what the NBA does. I think Anthony Davis is the most likely candidate. I almost said Andrew Davis because Zach has just been drilling Wiggins into my head right now. But I just like we obviously had the Grizzlies on primetime on ESPN yesterday on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. They have not had as well as they've been playing, as hyped up as Ja Morant has been. They have not had a lot of nationally televised games. One, they need more. Two, Ja Morant obviously needs to be on primetime more, but so does Jaren Jackson Jr. He, like, people will look at the box score and see Julius Randle had a near triple-double. And be, oh, he played well. Julius Randle got absolutely embarrassed by Jaren Jackson Jr. Like, could not keep up with him on the offensive end, was, like, struggling to defend him on the perimeter. He was getting clowned at the rim by Jaren Jackson. And, frankly, this is more just an indictment of Julius Randle than it is praise of Jaren Jackson. So take Jaren Jackson Jr. out of this. Julius Randle did not look like he gave a shit to play for the Knicks yesterday. Like, at all. Like, he looks so done. And I understand the team has not played well. But that has stemmed from him.
Well, when your best player, I was going to say, when your best player is completely taking a step back, that's a huge reason why.
Right. Like, Julius Randle, in my opinion, I think he's been the most disappointing player in the NBA for me this year. Relative to expectations, I don't think someone like, you know, immediately my brain said, oh, Russell Westbrook. But I know what I knew what the Lakers were getting with Russell Westbrook. We all knew this.
Mm-hmm.
I think Julius Randle, like, he got exposed by Atlanta, but he has not recovered from that series whatsoever. He has, like, by far been the most disappointing player in the NBA to me. Like, his last 10 games, he's averaging like 16 points on like 30% shooting, 4 turnovers a game. Mm-hmm. It's horrible.
I think it's not so much, and we talked about it, I think, last week. It's not so much that he hasn't recovered. It's that the league caught up.
Yeah.
The league saw the series, too. And they saw what
the league saw the series. And could you argue it's, I guess, to a more extreme extent, it's how the international teams adapted to guarding Dame. Sure. It's the same kind of thing with Julius Randle. Zach, you said it. He literally cannot go right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you are limited with Julius Randle to a quarter of the court. You're not going to do anything.
I mean, we looked at his shot charts last week, right?
But let's
talk some other snubs here. Although I will say, for those that are still watching and were tuned into the previous hour, the Raptors will start the same five: Van Vliet, Trent Jr., Ananobi, Scotty Barnes, and Pascal Siakam. So Siakam at the five, just to reiterate, that's my favorite Raptor there, with Gary Trent Jr. as the close second, and a 2B for Fred Van Vliet.
Gary Trent Jr. should get snubbed at this rate.
Yeah, we were talking about him on stream.
30+ and 5+ threes and 5 straight. Go ahead, Zach.
I was just say, back to the snubs, like, who else got snubbed? Like, I think you could talk Anthony Davis. I know he's missed a ton of games. Brandon Ingram also missed a ton of games. And like, in the, like, I feel like at this point I would rather see Mikal Bridges in the All-Star game, because his team has a better record and he does very similar things, albeit less of a scoring load for McCall than Andrew Wiggins. But like, he's been more successful this season,
I think,
from a team aspect.
Yeah, similar to Draymond. So I think when I compare these two, Suns much different makeup of the roster than the Warriors. Like, the Suns have three guys that can just carry them. So you take Mikal Bridges out and you still have Ayton, Booker, and Paul, you're going to be okay. Mm-hmm. But the team impact that Mikal Bridges makes, like, rivals that of someone like a Draymond. Like, he is like a heart and soul of this Phoenix Suns team. I mean, Chris Paul, the obvious heart and soul of the team, but like, you're going to be hard pressed to find a many better two-way players in the league than Mikal Bridges.
Mikal Bridges is going to be in the NBA for 15 years.
Yep.
And he's just going to be good for 15.
Yeah. And that's like, and we talked about it. Like, if he were on a team where he had a larger, more consistent role, he could score 20. He could average 20. He's a great player, but that's why the Suns are so good. Yeah. Everybody knows their role. Everybody's great in the role, and they're led by one of the, you know, what, 25, 30 greatest players ever. Like, it's, and Zach and I talked about it. Like, this, Joe, the Suns are 41-9. They're on pace for 67 wins, and everybody's just kind of like, oh, yeah. Like, why are we not talking about that?
When you say that, like, the fact that they're on pace to lose only 15 games.
I thought you were going to say they're on pace to lose in the finals again to Milwaukee.
That would have been good. That would have been really good. But no, I actually have some rationale and reason coming into this podcast.
Dude, the Suns are so good.
I'm also not going to tout the Bucks right now because they look like dog shit. So I'm going to take a step down.
Sorry, we lost to Houston like 3 days after we talked about how bad Jalen Green's been. He has like the best game of his career. So yeah, that's fun.
I am excited to see Jalen Green in the dunk contest. I think he is going to do very, very well because he can just jump out of the gym.
So
I'm ready.
What are we expecting for 3-point shootout though? Curry? Dame usually does it, but he probably isn't doing it, obviously.
Gary Trent?
Jock Landale.
I think
piss out of it.
I think Garland wants to do it.
Well,
Kevin Love. Get Kevin Love in there.
Yeah, sixth man of the year, Kevin Love.
Yeah. Grayson Allen, probably.
I know we were just talking about how Tyler Herro had that shit sewn up. I think it's a legit conversation.
It is, and I said this. Jimmy Butler got in. Sorry, I couldn't. Jimmy Butler got in.
Oh, my God.
Adam.
It was an accident, but wow.
I mean, we all had him on our ballots, but
it's still a little surprising.
Oh wow! Can we talk about what Tyreek just put in Discord?
Yeah, little Halloween picture.
Oh wow!
Make me blush, Tyreek.
That is a really impressive homemade jersey.
I appreciate
on the wife beater. That is really, really impressive. That's pretty close to what you get on like AliExpress.
Dude, fucking made that jersey. I don't know how many beers deep, but Jackie Moon style for sure.
You look at least six beers deep in that picture.
Hey, you remember those 10 rebounds against Cincinnati? Don't remember a single one of them.
Adam, let's go. I see your reaction. Adam,
let's go.
It's got to be Darius, right?
First guy in. It's got
to
be.
Things you love to see.
Yep.
Is it Darius? Am I that behind?
One thing that...
Just put it on the board, Kenny. I have it muted right now. Yeah, it is. Wow. Let's go.
Let's go.
One thing that really stands out about Darius Garland is how much respect he seems to garner from the other elite players in the league.
Did you see what Curry said about him?
No.
Curry said like along the lines of like, yeah, he's next. Like he's the next... He's the next elite point guard in the NBA.
Again, I have the stream muted right now, but as what I assume, you know, when Kenny opened the envelope and read it, Draymond Green like got super pumped. Like it's little things like that. Like the league loves this player.
By the way, that means Jared Allen's definitely not getting in. I don't think Cleveland's getting two. I talked to you about this, Zach, where I said, remember like 2 weeks ago, I was like, Jared Allen's getting in. And now the last couple weeks, and then yesterday, I think today, I was like, yeah, it's going to be Garland over Allen now.
I feel like you told me a couple days ago, like in the Slack chat or something, yeah. You were like, yeah, I don't think Jared Allen gets in.
And Allen hasn't been great the last like weeks. And then, like I said, Garland just, when he's been active since that first All-Star pod we did, he's been legitimately one of the best players in the NBA. Like, not, yeah, no bullshit. Yeah. Like,
mm-hmm.
There's James Harden, which we all. So I think all three of us had Jimmy Butler and James Harden.
So I didn't, and I even said this. I didn't have Garland. I had Allen. I don't think any of us had Garland.
I drew out it.
Yeah. Damn. I won't. That means LaMelo's not getting in. Fred's not getting in, or Drew's not getting in.
Of those three, I think Fred would be the odd one out. But
Fred's never been an All-Star, right?
No,
I think Fred should get in.
Siakam has.
Yeah, Siakam was 2 years ago, I think.
So Levine's in. I'm going to close the Discord in a sec. But, so.
I might have to get the Garland All-Star jersey. Those jerseys are whack.
Adam, they're pump bad the brakes, jerseys. Man. Your bank account needs a bit of a breather right now.
Your
pockets are burning right now.
They're bad jerseys. I don't like the jerseys that much anyway.
They are. They look like practice pennies. They look like what that Flint Tropics thing.
I'm a little, like. If this was like a week ago, I'd be pretty surprised Garland got in. Now I'm like a little surprised, but just more pumped. Adam Silver wanted one player from Cleveland getting in.
Yeah, especially because
what the
Cleveland.
Shit?
Shut up, Adam. Oh, you're saying what the shit to Aaron Wiggins being listed out tomorrow? I get it.
Okay. No, I'm not.
Let's go. No way. Let's go. That is such a. Oh my god, I love it. I love it. But what?
Why am I the one that's the most behind now?
You'll see in a second.
Oh, I'm watching Discord.
It's kind of bullshit.
Dumb.
Great player. Great player.
Has had a down season.
Should not be an All-Star this year.
So that means Miles Bridges for sure. My boy not getting in.
What if he gets in and then you're just lifting above everyone? You're just levitating if Miles Bridges get in.
The fact that Miles Bridges is in the dunk contest, he needs some type of... All right, Tyreek, stop saying stuff in the damn Discord.
Just close the Discord.
But I like to talk to my people. So that means... So then there's going to be one spot for either... Or did you guys see what it is or no? Or should I not say something?
I haven't seen it.
I've been watching. I'm just not saying anything.
He just got announced. It's Jason Tatum.
So there's one spot left.
Which you knew.
So there's one spot left between Fred, LaMelo, Drew.
Miles Bridges.
If Bam's in consideration, which I don't think he should be.
The thing is, the East has no bigs.
Vucevic, Jared Allen.
It doesn't really matter, though, because we're picking teams anyways.
What if Jared Allen?
Which, by the way, this is like... one of the only places where LeBron is an elite.
Yeah, all right. I'm happy with this. I'm happy with this one.
It's got to be LaMelo.
I'm happy with this one, baby. That's good stuff.
It's going to be Fred. It's going to be Fred, no Adams reaction. That's my guess. But, man.
Thumbs down?
LaMelo. Why? Needs to be LaMelo.
I don't know, man.
Man, yeah, that's... I cannot believe LaMelo didn't make the All-Star game. That's bullshit.
Yo, LaMelo's going to be pissed Friday against...
So Cleveland. I was just about to bring this up, but for my own Homer reasons. If we think that Devin Booker has been going on this scoring rampage after he got snubbed from the starters, DeJounte Murray resting tonight, second half of the back-to-back tomorrow night, I would expect him to be... he's already a great play pretty much any slate now in like over the last 2 months. But if he turns it up at all,
Fred should stay in. Chris Middleton should be out, and you can put LaMelo in. But I'm telling you,
I love the way that the coaches didn't pick any bigs. Like, I like it.
Yeah, I'm just glad Garland got in because I didn't think Jared Allen would get in the last couple days. But yeah, so real quick, Eastern Conference reserves. It just took the screen away. But it's Butler, Garland, Tatum, Middleton, Van Vliet. Am I missing?
I like David Jones chiming. All-Star snub is one of the best narratives in the game, up there with New Year's Day. David, love it. Yeah. First thing he tweeted at me was lock in next Spurs game for DeJounte.
Bro, LaMelo plays Friday against Darius Garland.
Oh, well, I don't get like we.
Well, Darius, he now ruled out, by the way.
He already got ruled out?
Yeah.
Damn, I thought they were going to be kind of like keeping him.
So we get no LaMelo in the All-Star game, no Miles Bridges in the dunk contest. If Eric Collins is not in Cleveland to represent Charlotte in some capacity, this season is a waste. I think I love that $2 made it, but LaMelo deserved it.
No shit, Joe.
So how did $2 make it when they've had a down year to their standards? But like...
Also, what's the threshold now for missed games? Because Chris Middleton has missed 12,
and Butler's missed how many?
Butler's missed more, right?
Exactly, and they both got in.
I'm not comparing him to anybody else. I'm just saying, what's the threshold?
All right, like this is not the first time I've seen like shows say Tyler Hero should be, like Tyler Hero is not even close to an All-Star. What are we talking about? Because Chuck, Kenny, and Ernie had Hero as All-Star reserves. Like, what are we? No, like no.
Would they have? Sorry, I missed what you said.
So Shaq had Sabonis as an All-Star reserve, like absolutely not. And then the rest of the crew had Tyler Hero. Is like what? No.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for Jared Allen, but I can't say like he absolutely got snubbed. Garland getting in is amazing.
I just can't believe LaMelo's not in the All-Star game.
I can. I knew it was going to be tough for him. I didn't think it was going to be because Middleton got in, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I expected Van Vliet to get in. I know I didn't have Middleton. Joe, did you have Middleton when we did the pod?
I had Drew.
Yeah, you had Drew. That's right. So I don't think any of us had Middleton then. Middleton was the most.
He's having his worst season in his last three.
Worst season that's been underwhelming.
I'm obviously thrilled Middleton got in. I'm a huge Bucks fan. I love Chris Middleton, but he has had a down season. I don't think he deserves to be in the All-Star game. Those two things mutually exclusive. I'm going through. So like obviously now Twitter's going to blow up. Who are the biggest snubs? So the handle, the Hoop Central, I'm sure you guys are familiar with it. They just shout out, you know, which players are the biggest snubs. So I just want to go through some responses that people think are the snubs, you know, Pascal Siakam being one.
They don't deserve two players, though.
No, I don't agree. LaMelo, what the fuck, Middleton.
So I'll agree.
Someone's a Tyler Hero. No, LaMelo's being the one. Jared Allen, Jalen Brown.
Jalen Brown.
Gary Trent.
LaMelo Ball is the snub.
Yes.
In the East.
Yeah. Yep.
And then it's Murray in the West. I think
someone said not LaMelo. I'll tell you that. Probably RJ Barrett or Mitch Robb. I wonder what team they're a fan of.
And we've talked about it. Like, there isn't, I don't think there's a more fun player to have in the All-Star game than LaMelo Ball.
There's not.
So, like, all right, Zach, let's go back to Draymond, because Draymond said he's probably not going to play. Mm-hmm. Who do you think gets in? I think it's either AD or it's DeJounte. And now that he's healthy, I think AD is going to get the edge.
Yeah, I think LeBron's going to get Anthony Davis in there.
All I know is LaMelo Ball just had a career high in points on Thursday, too, or on Wednesday, 38 points. Now he's got Cleveland. I know Garland's not against him, technically, because he's not playing, but LaMelo's going to go off again.
T-Panther's chiming in here asking who's going to replace Durant, which is a good question. LaMelo. So that's another replacement. Yeah, hopefully.
I forgot. So, all right, here's what you do. You start Garland because it's in Cleveland. You put him in the starting lineup. I'm kidding, by the way. Maybe not. They'll probably start Harden or something. And then who do you get in? Do you put LaMelo in? Drew's not getting in because Middleton, if anybody should get out in from that team, it should have been Drew.
I feel like I can't speak in absolutes about this stuff anymore just because of how bad this has been.
I'll tell you right now, actually.
Hold on. Why are people on Twitter freaking out that Tyler Hero didn't make it?
That's what I said.
What? Like, some of the rationale, he's the sixth man of your favorite. Bro, Jordan Clarkson never made the All-Star team. Like, what?
This isn't like 2000.
Off the bench.
how many bench players get into the All-Star game?
None. Right. Zero. None. Like, this is not to discredit Tyler Hero. He's had a phenomenal season.
He better worry about holding on to sixth man of the year before he worries about an All-Star bid.
Dear Lord, there's at least four guys I would take. I would take Drew, LaMelo, Bridges, Jalen Brown, Siakam. I would take all five of those guys over Tyler Hero.
Wiggins has a way better All-Star candidacy than Tyler freaking Hero. Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
No, Tyler Hero.
LaMelo is in the Rising Stars game. It's a good point. Well, I think it's games now, right?
Yeah, it's the
four teams, three.
I want LaMelo to do the skills challenge.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. That game would be fun, though. You got LaMelo, you got Mobley. You got, I don't know, there's so many good young players in the NBA, but.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
I do think a lot of Middleton's, and this, again, not saying it's right, but I think a lot of Middleton's All-Star bid, again, this is all the coaches choosing, has to be his run in the in the playoffs last year.
But here's what we need to talk about.
He played phenomenal.
What matters for All-Star bid? Because, honestly, like, team success really shouldn't matter that much. There are certain occasions, like Cleveland has come out of nowhere and Darius Garland's having a breakout year. That makes sense. You can put those pieces together. But, like, if a good team is atop the standings like they should be, who gives a shit what their record is?
Yeah.
You know, like, and in Milwaukee's case, like, Middleton, like Zach said, worst year in the last three, and Milwaukee's been underwhelming compared to what we expected from them. So why do they get to? Giannis is obviously a no-brainer. He'll make the All-Star game the rest of his career probably, but, like, I just think LaMelo and Middleton, great player, not fun to watch in the All-Star game.
Shut up.
You know I'm right, though.
No, you are. So who do you think is the most boring player in the All-Star game this year? It's Rudy Gobert. Next question.
It's every year. It's Rudy Gobert. You can't even post up.
I know. So let's see. I'm just looking at the slate here. Karl Towns, 4-3-1 with a pair of turnovers. Spurs hanging in there.
Right. They were up to start the game.
To Zach's disappointment.
They were. Yes. Yes. It's very true.
More disappointed only 5 minutes from Thad in his first rotation. Watching in there now.
Yeah. Come on. My lineup loads it all.
So we just haven't seen the two G leaguers for the Spurs. No K-Cog, no Wieskamp yet.
But they called Josh Primo up last weekend, right?
Yeah, he didn't go back down after that last game with the rest of the guys. He's been up since then.
Okay. Cat sitting in my lobby is at almost 30% owned. I'm a little surprised by that.
Yeah. T-Panther says, yeah, 99% of people on Twitter are dumbasses. That's why. Yeah, that is absolutely
also true. Right. If you were tuned in November 2020, that is also very true. Anyways.
Too many of those people voted for Andrew Wiggins, I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't believe Middleton got in. I'm a little bit more surprised about Middleton than Andrew Wiggins, just because we saw the fan votes for Wiggins like all the weeks before. You know what I mean? Like Middleton, I feel like that just came out of nowhere.
Sure.
I was very surprised Middleton made it. Again, I'm happy, but surprised.
Yeah, I think my exact quote was, what the shit?
Oh, man. So what's the game that's coming up here is Phoenix and Atlanta, correct? The TNT yep. game?
Yep, and then it's the Lakers, Clippers and after Clippers. That.
Great that it's awesome that Trey was able to be active for this one, because otherwise I think Phoenix really would have mopped the floor with this Atlanta yeah. team. And they may still, but definitely a better game to watch.
Sadiq Bey is having a monster first quarter.
I feel like this happens once every 4 weeks with Sadiq Bey.
Yeah, but it's not even scoring.
Goes like 4 for 4 from three. What is
it? It's 6 points, 6 boards, and 4 assists.
In 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he's 2 of 7 from the field, so it could be better. It's not shooting well.
That's a triple-double watch if we're in the first quarter.
Ant's got 9 points in the first. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Love to see that.
So, okay, so we have rising. So we just don't have three-point contests is what we don't have yet.
Let's. You know what I don't remember how many. Challenge. I don't remember how many participants are in the 3-point. There's a decent amount.
Six, I think. Right?
I thought there used to be a lot more.
There used to be eight, I think. So but there six. Also used to be, remember that event where Ooh, it would be different Anthony cities? Edwards. That Sorry. Event where it would be a WNBA player, a legend, and like an NBA player from a specific city. That was fun. That was a lot of fun. I missed that.
Back when they would have like, who was the team that won it every year? Was it the...
Phoenix?
Yeah.
It probably was.
Yeah.
And then down at Taurasi.
Yep, exactly. All right, so 6 players in the 3-point shootout. Let's build our realistic dream, because Dame's not doing it.
No, he's not.
We imagine Steph will do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Gary Trent is going to be in it. Especially with this last push, I really do.
I think Garland might do it.
Booker?
Because he the game's in
year.
Cleveland.
Wait, did Booker win last year?
I lose track. I really do. No, Curry won last year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Was Booker won one of the last 2 years?
Yeah,
I think.
Booker definitely won. I'm gonna call my shot. I think Garland's gonna do it with the game being in Cleveland. I think he'll do it.
I think Kevin Love's gonna do it. That's my guess.
That'd be awesome. I would, dude. By the way, I really hope he wins Sixth Man of the Year.
I'm gonna pull up. You know, while we're talking about that, I'm gonna pull up the odds about what they are right now for Kevin Love for Sixth Man of the Year. Might be worth a sprinkle.
Yeah, Thomas asked if Clay's gonna do it, and I would. Lean towards no, but it's not like
it's not out of the question,
right?
Sixth man of the year right now, Tyler. Oh my god,
still a huge
Tyler Hero's -1100. That is ridiculous.
How did it get stronger after his last 2 weeks?
Right.
He hasn't been
it got stronger. Kelly Oubre at 17-1 is in.
And how much does this matter? Like, it's more so because Miami has been missing so many players for a lot of the year. But like, Tyler Hero started way more games than Kevin Love. Kevin Love started like twice this year, I think.
Yeah. Kevin Love 40-1 right now to win Sixth Man of the Year.
Yeah,
it's like it's the margins. Like you have -1100 for Tyler Hero. Second leader is Kelly Oubre 17-1. Then you're all the way at 40-1 with Kevin Love, 55-1 with Jalen Brunson, who started a ton of games this year. Montrezl Harrell then at 65-1. Jordan Clarkson 71. Buddy Hield 80-1. Jordan Poole 100-1. Simply because I think he started 20 games with Bobby Portis. But like Vegas clearly still views this as a complete runaway. Like Jordan Clarkson, I thought was a runaway last year in March when he was -400. Tyler Hero's -1100 in February.
Here's the other question. I think it's pretty clear it's Hero and Kevin Love. Who's third? Yeah. Not that it matters. Whoever's third is not winning. Who would be third?
I legit think it would be Kelly Oubre. That's how bad Oubre is this year.
Oubre is a good call. Zach, let me ask you. Sorry, keep going, Joe, actually.
Defensive player of the year, Draymond Green no longer the favorite. It's Rudy Gobert. Which is odd because Rudy Gobert has been out for just as long as Draymond has now. Giannis in third at 6.5-1. Rudy Gobert the favorite at +150. Draymond Green +160.
Where's Bridges other, at?
Bridges is at 25-1, right behind Joel Embiid at 22-1. MVP right now, Joel Embiid the favorite at +200. Jokic 3-1 Giannis plus 370. Rookie of the year, I believe Cade. It's not Evan Mobley minus 350. Scotty Barnes plus 550. Cade Cunningham plus 600. Cade is narrowing the gap. I don't think he's going to overtake Mobley, but Cade Cunningham is narrowing the gap. Most improved player still Ja, minus 400 now. Coach of the year, Monty Williams, minus 140. I would not vote for that. I think Taylor Jenkins at
plus 650 is
still the best value. Who?
Taylor Jenkins.
Yeah, I think that's the best one that you can do.
In chat, real quick, Joe. Mobley, where's he at for defensive player?
DPOY? Let me look.
He's got an outside shot.
Not according to... Oh, yeah, 30-1. He's right behind Mikal Bridges. He is the seventh priority, I guess. Right ahead of Matisse Thybulle and Jared Allen at 45-1.
Yeah, Anthony.
I just realized the Nets, this is off topic. I just realized the Nets have lost six straight games.
Yeah.
That's big. Yeah.
That's terrifying for the Eastern Conference playoffs, because if they get Durant back and they're like six or seven seed.
How about this? If you match up, if you're Brooklyn, if you match up somehow with the Raptors in the first round, Kyrie can't play any of the games. Right?
Yeah. And Toronto, we talked about this in the pod. I don't want to play Toronto with their switchability on defense and their length. I don't want to play them at all.
Oh, my God. This just really Tyreek just sent a note that really tilted me in Discord. Rudy Gobert has the same number of Defensive Player of the Year awards as Ben Wallace. Rudy Gobert is arguably one of the best rim protectors ever. But he doesn't do anything outside of that. I will die on this hill that he is the least versatile defensive player of the year.
What did Ben Wallace do? Different from that.
He beat the shit out of people in the Malice at the Palace.
Okay. But like
I do think Ben Wallace had a bit more versatility. Obviously he was a much better pick and roll defender, but the game was obviously different back then. Ben Wallace is also 6'8", 6'9", right?
He was 6'9", like at max 6'9".
Someone said Wallace would be jacking threes nowadays.
By the way, honestly, Trae Young, Ben Wallace just handed the ball to Chris Paul two possessions of the game.
Really? Ben Wallace would kind of have to develop a jump shot in today's NBA, I think.
Ben Wallace is leveled up Bismack Biyombo in today's game.
So that take is some we got to get Stefano off the couch and on here.
Yeah.
His take that Wilt Chamberlain would be nothing more than JaVale McGee in today's NBA.
I disagree with that, but certainly wouldn't put up the numbers he did.
No. I've seen takes on Twitter that say like Wilt Chamberlain's the best.
Did you see what Josh Smith said about LeBron?
I saw Ballsack Sports.
Josh Smith said that LeBron.
Hey, Josh Smith, like the old Atlanta Hawk.
Yeah.
Josh, that was fake.
Oh, it was fake?
Yeah. That's from Ballsack Sports.
Satire I didn't notice that. Okay.
It's okay. Neither did Fox News.
I saw the Fox News report. So
Like Gary Sheffield's kid wrote an article about it?
Okay. So never mind.
That's hilarious.
We were talking about the 3-point shootout. So let's start with Zach and then Joe, and then I'll close. Let's go realistic six candidates for this season to participate.
Realistic and then dark horse.
I say realistic just in the sense of like Dame's not doing it, he's hurt, et cetera.
Okay. I think Steph Curry is the unanimous likely player to spicy. I think none of these are going to be hot. You know, they're consensus.
Doesn't he automatically get invited? But, I mean, obviously the NBA.
Yeah, because he won. Regardless.
I think he plays again regardless because he won it last year. Champ has always, at least in recent memory, come back.
I honestly think we could see Fred VanVleet in it. That's another player that I thought about. And him and Patty Mills.
He's going to be in Cleveland now, so.
Yeah. Patty Mills, I think, is one that we could see.
I don't think just my impression of Patty.
Yeah,
I don't think he wants any part of that weekend. He's going to go to the beach and fucking chill and relax.
Think we could see anyone from Charlotte in the 3-point contest?
Rozier?
Rozier or Oubre. It's really it. Oubre leads them in 3-point.
You know, I could see Desmond Bane being in a three-point contest. That's another one I could see.
What about a Sacramento player named Buddy Hield? I think he's been in it before, actually, too.
He has. He's third in the league in three-pointers made per game.
Donovan Mitchell, Gary Trent, Duncan Robinson, Trey, who's playing right now.
I'd rather have Max Strus in there than Duncan Robinson this year.
I believe Duncan Robinson is having a great start to the game tonight, so shut your mouth.
PJ Tucker, if you want to talk about Heat, PJ Tucker leading the NBA in three-point percentage at 46.8%. Taking three a game.
Shooting three a game?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's not it's not bad, obviously. But
I wouldn't mind seeing Desmond Bane. I've grown so fond of watching Desmond Bane.
I just said Desmond. Yeah, did you? He's been one of my favorite players this year. Yeah,
I was reading something. Dude, Desmond Bane... Watching him off the handoffs with Steven Adams, so good. Yeah. He's so smooth. I really like Desmond Bane.
Cat just
Max Strus, I wouldn't hate that.
Yep. Gary Trent, we talked about.
Trey.
I mean, I'm never going to argue getting Bryn Forbes in there. Might be the most actual CLA, to be honest.
Oh, I know who Joe wants. Joe wants to see Grayson Allen get in there.
Nah, Pat Connaughton, bro. Got to keep the wife happy. I think a dark horse. Some dark horses? Cam Johnson, I think, could be a dark horse.
Mm-hmm. Bro, Cam Johnson is. Cam Johnson would be so much better if he was allowed to catch the ball and shoot it, because I feel like he's like the best catch and shoot 3-point shooter that nobody seems to talk about.
I mean, he shoots six threes a game.
Dude, I wonder how much that actually impacts players.
He shoots six threes a game, and he's third in the league in 3-point percentage.
Dude, he's awesome.
Holy shit.
He's awesome. I wonder how much that impacts players in the three-point shootout, like the process of grabbing the ball off the rack and then, you know what I mean? I mean, the professionals.
You know who's tied in three-point percentage but shoots more per game? Luke Kennard.
Yeah.
I would like to see Luke Kennard in there.
I wish it was more than six players, but time constraints, I guess. I know they used to have more than six.
I feel like it used to be eight, right?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. I think it did. There, I think All-Star Weekend used to be a much more anticipated weekend in the NBA.
Entertaining. I feel like I should know the answer to this question. Has anybody performed in both a dunk and three-point shootout? Is that even allowed?
I feel like that was like a 90s thing.
Right, because you know what would be awesome for that? Anthony Simons.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
Ant. I wanted to see Ant in the dunk contest.
I want Kevin Porter Jr. in All-Star Weekend somehow. Get him back to Cleveland.
So I'll say this. Anthony in the chat just said we should have Joel Embiid out there in the three-point contest.
Guy shooting almost 40% from three.
Well, producer Thomas also said we need to have an all-big man three-point contest. So Thomas, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Get Thomas in here.
Jump on here. Give us like if you had a four-man three-point contest. Cat's that
gotta,
was all centers. Got to
be in there.
You mean the best shooting center ever?
I want to hear it from Thomas, though. I want to hear it from Thomas. Yeah,
that's fair. If Thomas had come out from behind the glass.
In here. I don't know
if he doesn't say JaVale McGee. If he doesn't say JaVale McGee, Bismack, so he might not even be here right now. Might just be letting it ride.
All right, well,
Jared Allen.
Let's start
Jared
there.
Allen in there?
Oh, here he comes.
Is. Hold on.
There he is.
All right. Here we go.
So he's got the USA kit on. A big
this quad box is just insane.
All right, Thomas, give us – look. Four guys, all center, three-point competition. Who's your four?
All right. I mean, JaVale McGee.
I love it.
First off, Stefano's take that Wilt Chamberlain would be JaVale McGee in this day and age. JaVale McGee is the Wilt Chamberlain of the modern era. I don't mean that in a pejorative way. We have to recognize the great.
There's two athleticism for his own good. Two athletic
exactly.
For his own good.
I've watched that man command the floor for a series in an NBA game live in person at Oracle. It was a breathtaking moment.
He used to be like the poster boy for Shaq and a fool. And now he has carved out like a very legitimate role with a contender.
Yep.
Talk about a 30 for 30. That's all I'm going to say.
How many rings does he have?
Limited attempts this year.
He's got one with Golden State. Does he have any other ones?
Lakers, right?
That's right. Yeah.
The bubble team. Yeah, he was on the bubble team.
So I think if you were to do a big man three competition, you have to stipulate some ground rules because, like,
right.
Obviously Kevin Durant, Giannis, like that's not
they don't want to see.
You need like true-ish centers. Like,
yeah,
I think the most.
Like JJ and chat just put Siakam. You can't put Siakam in there.
Yeah, Siakam's not in there.
The way you have to do it is it's not a height requirement. It's a 3-point percentage requirement. If you shoot over 30% from three, you are not allowed.
So Embiid can't do it then.
Embiid can't. Neither can Carl Anthony Towns. So this has to be like piss poor shooting.
Yeah.
Just for the sheer entertainment, having 7-footers throwing the rock. Okay.
We're talking like this is about bricks. You win this contest by making 2 3-pointers. Okay. Like that's what we're here to see. Shaq is the celebrity guest shooter every year.
Dwight Howard's going to be too good from three to make it there. I'm trying to think who you can add.
Isaiah Stewart is in there, shooting 13% on half an attempt per game.
There you go.
I feel like you got to put Boban in there.
Yeah. Dude, no, but Boban.
That's what I mean. Boban's actually a decent shooter. Yeah,
I was doing. He's better than decent. If you watch that guy shoot, like in warmups and stuff, obviously he doesn't attempt threes in the game very often. But
what about Ben Simmons?
Yes,
Alperen Şengün,
the 3-point contest. He's not an active NBA player though.
That's
He'd
true.
He'd have to come in as a guest.
True. Xavier Tillman attempts 0.9 threes per game.
What's Jared Allen's percentage, Zach?
Wait, Dame was in the dunk contest?
Yeah.
So,
How many years ago was that?
I don't know. But
probably his rookie or second
year. This is a good trivia question from Tyreek. Only two guys have competed in both the dunk and three-point contest in the same weekend. Damian Lillard and who else?
I would have said before Tyreek mentioned him before and then didn't delete the comment, I would have said Brent Barry. But now I don't think it's Brent Barry. I think it's
MJ. Is it Michael Jordan?
Yeah, I think it's MJ.
Gotta be Jordan.
Yeah.
Ant says Bol Bol. Yeah, but Bol Bol shoots a little bit too well for I think what.
Yeah,
we need to
come up with our
Oh wow, it was not Jordan.
Wow, it was not Jordan. Taco Fall. By the way, 3-point contest.
Taco Fall would be a good one.
Oh, T-Mac.
Did Tracy McGrady? Do both?
I think it's that era.
Is Taco Fall in the NBA? I'm pretty sure the Cavs sent
it
back
down. Oh, is it Kenny Smith? No. He's on TV now. Is it Kenny Smith? It's got to be if he's on TV. It is Kenny Smith. Let's go.
All
right. Really? I knew he did the dunk contest. Kenny was nice. He was really nice. Yeah, he still participated. How many dunk contests have you participated in, Zach?
Oh, more than I should.
Oh no!
It wasn't on 10-foot rims. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, bring out the tape.
1990 slam dunk contest runner up, Kenny the Jet Smith.
Who won that dunk contest?
Dominique.
Okay, yeah, Kenny stood no chance.
How about we go? What's our four? I'll throw Robin Lopez's name.
Ooh, that's a good one. Robin Lopez is a good one. Both the other centers in that team shoot too well with Mo Bamba and Wendell Carter. Goga Batadze.
It's hurt.
Oh, good call.
Also shoots.
Oh, and so was I. Yeah. I feel like we gotta get like Alex Len in there.
Omer Yurtseven. He's also hurt, so never mind.
Well, but 0.2 attempts per game, 14%. Jared
Ivica
Allen,
Zubac.
0.2 attempts per game, 11%.
What about Ivica Zubac?
No attempts. Doesn't qualify. You gotta at least shoot one. And that could be a half court shot to qualify for this competition. So
Steven Adams, then I feel like that's gotta be an obvious one.
Yeah, I would love to see Steven Adams.
No attempts.
Damn.
No attempts. He doesn't even have like a half court heave.
I'll tell you, I'm looking at the list here of guys that are centers on ESPN. And for some reason I'm extremely surprised that Hassan Whiteside hasn't fucked around and jacked up a 3-pointer.
I have the answer, by the way.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
DeMarcus Cousins.
He's too good.
Not this year. Bro, under 30%. Cousins, I thought 30% was the threshold.
Yeah, but you know, DeMarcus Cousins would blow these. Not even close. He's also hurt.
True.
He's not. I need to get a different list because this
would,
is
which would you rather see? Someone hit like 90, like a Steph Curry set another record for consecutive 3-pointers?
No,
in the contest?
I want bricks. I want bricks because then you get so pumped when one goes in.
Yeah, that's true.
I want a winner with 5 made 3-pointers for the entire contest.
Yeah, like the final round, the second shooter comes
the
up.
The chat wants Boban.
He needs 4 to win.
The chat wants Boban.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, Josh and Anthony, you don't understand how good of a shooter Boban is. This guy's almost a 90% free throw shooter.
Who would you rather
see in San Antonio
in the 3-point contest, Josh Kelechi or Boban Marjanovic?
Josh
Josh. Oh, Kolache, yes. No question. Kolache should be in the dunk contest.
Yeah,
that's a dunk contest I can participate in.
What, little tykes?
They should.
Yeah, I barely jump over the phone book, man.
Get the five shortest players in the league and have them do a dunk contest.
All right, yeah, let's do that now.
Who would be the five shortest players in the NBA right now?
Isaiah's not in the league. He was earlier.
Is Rondo still in the league?
Yeah, he's on the backup on Cleveland.
I feel like Devontae Graham being listed at 6'1 is very generous. He's small. Devontae Graham is very small.
Yeah.
There's guys that are listed taller than they are.
Are there any players
listed under 6 foot?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah. There's plenty. Marcus Howard for the Nuggets.
Oh, Marcus Howard.
Kemba is like barely 6 foot.
Yeah. I think that both of those guys could maybe be listed a little bit taller than they actually are.
I'm Trey fine with Burke. That. Lower the rims and have a little dunk contest.
Trey Burke.
Trey Burke's another good one, yep. Yep. Oh, Thad Young coming alive in 10 minutes. 2.6 boards and a steal.
There you go.
Still, Derek White, a solid +9 while everyone else on the team is just getting smoked. Tyus Jones, that's another good one.
He's pretty small.
He's not in the league anymore, but Chris Clemens, 5'9".
I mean, if we want to go that route, just, you know
Earl Boykins?
Like, yeah, what? I was going to say, you know exactly.
I was going to say, do we ever see another Muggsy, Earl Boykins-sized player in the league?
No, because unfortunately, because I think Isaiah Thomas was a bit of an anomaly in terms of their ceiling. I think the most likely outcome that you get with guys like that is a Marcus Howard. Like, you need to be able to just
how tall is Kyle Lowry?
To be a depth guy. Kyle Lowry's, I'd say 6'1".
Ish he's got Smith. A
dump truck, though. Ish Smith's small. Ish Smith is small. That's a good one. Ish Smith also is like a small man's name. That sounds really weird to say, but like you hear the name Ish Smith and you don't think they're 6'6".
Well, the Suns have a center named Ish Wainwright?
Shut up, Thomas.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that's not really a center, though.
Best All-Star game appearance of all time was in the NHL last year with John Scott. We need more of that. The fan vote is a good thing.
Oh, isn't that's the that was the guy who like what did he barely play for a team or what was the story there again?
Yeah, he was like he was a up and down between the minors and majors player. He was totally voted in as a meme and he made it and the league tried to get him to turn it down and he said no, I'm going. And he ended up scoring a goal and they carried him off the ice.
That would essentially be like what was his name? Andre Ingram.
Oh yeah,
journey manager. That would be the same. The NBA equivalent would be Andre Ingram making the.
That was so fun,
dude. I'll take that over Andrew Wiggins. Fucking Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins is paid. Andrew Wiggins was a number one pick, and again, he's a very much an above average player on both ends of the court. I would rather see Andre Ingram starting in the All Star game than fucking Andrew Wiggins, because Andrew Wiggins they're trying to justify.
Yeah, that's
like at least then I could have some.
So, okay.
How mad would you be if he just made the All Star team, though, Zach? Because I think he's had a very good season.
No, he has.
Like all jokes aside, he's had a great season.
I would have been surprised, but I wouldn't be as upset.
Do we? Okay, Zach.
Would you be mad if Murray was in and Wiggins was still a starter?
Yes.
Okay.
My issue is how he was selected with the fan vote being so heavily weighted. Because if you look at the people who actually watch basketball, and I won't give credit to all 100 media members because the 100% of those people don't watch enough basketball, but if the coaches had put Andrew Wiggins in, I have no issue with it because those guys are in it every day. They just stand on the court and coach against him. You know, like I trust that judgment way better than us four yahoos, much less the people that don't watch basketball and get on Twitter and say Tyler Herro should have made it.
All I'm hearing is Texas man rails against California election results.
We've never heard that one before.
So, Zach, I'm just giving you a heads up. The Twitter thumbnail for the pod tomorrow is definitely going to be that picture of you and Andrew Wiggins.
God damn it. Son of a bitch. I haven't been on Facebook in probably 4 or 5 years. I think I just need to delete that shit. So Tyree, go. You better save that photo archive that you seem to have now, because I feel like I need to wipe the internet of all those pictures.
What? So, skills challenge. is still it's guards versus bigs, correct? We won't see Sabonis this year because he's hurt. I assume Bam will be in it. I bet Cat will be in it. What are the
big
men? They
did a bracket last year where it was a guard and a big in the first round, and then they continued.
Bam won, dude.
Okay. Jokic usually does it, right?
Okay.
Yeah, Jokic usually does it. We might see Draymond in there as a big. Oh, no, he's hurt. Never mind.
He's not even playing the game.
Yeah. Interesting. Maybe that's the Evan Mobley time to shine.
I mean, he'll already have the Rising Stars or whatever it's called. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he is the Rising Star, right?
Yeah.
I can't wait for this swept in the first round. Sorry, Adam.
Listen, I'm not expecting him to make a run, but...
That's fair.
Did anybody predict this Taurean Prince resurgence? Because he fucking exploded the other night for a massive fantasy night. And now 9 minutes, he's got 12 points, 3 boards.
not to bring it off track here, but real quick, if you lose by double digits to the Kings, you should forfeit your playoff eligibility.
I can't laugh. Cleveland lost by double digits to the Rockets yesterday.
I mean, yeah, okay. I'm not going to say anything about the Bucks are playing, so you guys can have a good time with this conversation.
Well, I'm glad to see that the Heat do have a 9-point lead on my Spurs here with 3 minutes to go in the first half. Thad Young still stuck on that 2-6 and a steal. Derek White kind of, I think, leading the way fantasy-wise here on the other side. Really the bench mob doing it for Miami. Dwayne Dedman, big first rotation there. 12 minutes here in the first half. 9 points, 3 boards, 2 assists, 2 blocks. And Tyler Herro, all-star snub, 10 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. A snub to some.
Yeah.
The All-Star game needs a hero.
Shut up. God, that was such a good dad joke.
Has anything been going on in this Phoenix-Atlanta game?
I was just trying to pull it up. Looks like Phoenix is down almost one. Into the first.
Booker has 10.
Oh, wow. I parlayed Minnesota and Phoenix money line, both losing to Detroit and Atlanta. That's great.
Sharp.
Razor sharp. Sorry, guys.
So I tweeted this earlier. I want to get your take. I said Atlanta might be like the most dangerous second half team because they've been playing better in the first place, and I think they're going to trade for somebody. So like, I think Atlanta could like get up to like a 4 or 5 seed very easily.
Ooh, that's high.
Is it though?
That's a big climb with how packed in 1-9 are right now.
Yeah,
that's fair. But like,
Oh wow! Someone just tweeted James Harden on offense without free throw attempts. It's a picture of Semi Ojeleye. Oh wow! Oh my god, that's hilarious. Just so wrong though.
I won't go that far, but I.
No, dear Lord, no.
It's somewhere in between that and what Harden is with free throws, and I think it leans towards like it's not exactly in the middle. It's closer to Semi than it is to what Harden is with free throws.
Well, we are.
No, he's not. I mean, we saw it at the start, right? When the refs weren't giving him all those calls.
Yeah, that's
the same player.
I have a buddy who's a big Rockets fan, and a couple years back when Clay made like third team All-Pro over Harden, he was relentlessly pissed off, and I have never failed to bring that up again, especially as Harden has begun his decline.
Yeah.
I guess going back to the Hawks just for a second there, Adam, like I do think they are – locked into at least a play-in here because you look at the teams that are now behind them as we sit here now, Wizards, Knicks, Pacers, Pistons, Magic, those last three certainly not getting in, and I think the Wizards and the Knicks just kind of continue to trend down as the Hawks, like you said, trend up slightly here.
Yeah, the Knicks, I mean, I talked about on the pod last week, like not only are they playing poor basketball, but their schedule is not going to be doing them any favors. Keldon Johnson also just got hurt.
Damn.
Fuck.
That's good for the tank, but you want to make sure you don't.
That actually, that did cross my mind before you said that, but also I just don't want to see the big body go down.
Siakam, yeah, by the way, Zach, for a good first quarter for him. 6-4-2.
Perfect Siakam shooting. At center.
But yeah, Atlanta, the thing I like about Atlanta is, like, and I'm pretty sure we talked about this too, their offense is going to be top five as long as Trae Young is active. Their defense has been close to the middle of the pack since DeAndre Hunter has been back in the lineup consistently. And they have a bunch of expiring contracts and future picks to go get Jeremy Grant, to go get you know, whoever, Harrison Barnes. And then all of a sudden, like, they're pretty deep. Like, Herter. You know what I always forget, too? How, like, Kevin Herter's 6'7", 6'8".
What?
Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, right?
Oh, my. I think like 6'4".
Yeah, Kevin Herter's, like, legitimately 6'7".
Red Velvet.
So, that team, again, are they as good as they were last year when they made that run? I don't know, but, like, similar to Toronto, like, I wouldn't want to play them. More so Toronto, but I wouldn't want to play Atlanta.
I know we discussed this on Tuesday night on the kind of trade deadline preview pod, but I do think that team looks different in a week.
Mm-hmm.
Zach, like, how tall are you?
Like 6 foot, a little over 6 foot. Like, I think I can get away with 6'1".
I profile identically to Zach. My fiance tries to tell me I'm 5'10". It's bullshit.
Wait, are you serious, Joe?
I'll say this, Thomas. Did you think Joe was taller than that or shorter than that?
Oh, I thought Joe was shorter than that. I thought Joe was
really. Dude, because I thought Joe. I would have said 6'3" for Joe.
Stefano thought I was 6'2" when I stayed with him, but just wasn't. I wish.
But just wasn't. Like, it just happened that way. Like, I showed up and I wasn't 6'2". No, weird.
I would argue I'm a solid 6 foot.
I could have seen Zach being like 6'4".
Same.
I wish, man. Would have been a better player.
Adam, how tall are you?
Like 5'11".
Okay. All just some average white dudes in here.
Hey, maybe we should call the podcast that. Some average white dudes.
Yeah, you want to destroy our NBA credibility there. That's the first way to do it.
Carl Anthony Towns just picked up a tech, so something to keep an eye on.
He's also not playing ball. Which sucks.
Yeah.
So that's not great.
Tyreek says he's a strong 5'6". Tyreek, I would have gone the way of Joe. I would have said 6'2". I mean, I've seen pictures of Tyreek before, and I've talked to him on a stream before. Interesting.
I'm about to go from having never met someone from FTN in person to meeting like three people by the end of the month. So I'm about to learn a whole lot about heights.
What are you doing?
Everyone's coming to him.
Yeah. Joe's coming to town next weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And then right after Joe leaves, Friedman rolls in.
And Benny's going to be there too, I believe.
What?
I think Benny's going to be there for FSGA as well.
Oh, no way. That'll be awesome.
So. And then Meany's the there. Weekend,
who?
The next month. Meany's there the next month.
Oh, perfect. And then I'm going out to LA, so I'm going to hook up with Javi.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
I wonder how tall... All of that. We just need to get FTN together. Subs, everyone, just ball off.
FTN NBA draft.
Yeah. I mean, just have like a weekend-long 3-on-3 basketball tournament.
Yes.
And Zach, I believe it was already you, me, and Stefano on a team.
Mm-hmm.
Just dust everyone. You know, John Kelly has a really nice jump shot.
I mean, John Kelly, Mike Kucherov, that's a.
I feel like Adam has it. Adam feels like a sneaky facilitator to me.
That's how I play. That's exactly how I play. I'm like Rubio, like in his prime. Like, I just don't shoot.
I used to dominate family basketball games because I'm the tallest viola in recorded history.
Okay. Holy crap. Triple H says he's 6'5".
Jeez. I can see that. Wasn't Triple H, like, or isn't he like a probation officer or something like that? I guess whenever he described what he did
he's just
for a living,
I'm just kidding.
he profiled to me as somebody just in my head that was a bigger guy.
Justin's
6'3 and can dunk.
Someone said, who's picking up Kalachi? Kalachi profiles as an intramural coach in the best way possible. Like the one that wears a suit to his intramural team's game.
I'll take Kalachi as my coach any day.
Yeah, I will too. Love Josh. Well, that was fun. I'm still tilting a little bit over a couple of selections, but happens every year. Let's hope DeJounte Murray gets in. What'd you say?
I think I'm taking the under this year.
That's bold in an all-star game. It's going to be set at probably 295, maybe higher. It might be set around 300. Well, I'm going to be placing that bet next weekend in Vegas. So if you guys are listening, anyone in Vegas, want to meet up February 10th to 13th, I'll be there.
And so, I'm just there in general.
Yeah. Thomas is there all the time. So literally. Enjoy. Yeah. Not all the time as in like he's just a a degenerate that goes all the time. He's a degenerate that lives there. Yes, correct. You made the smart fiscal decision and lived there instead of paying the travel costs. Well, that was fun. Thomas, appreciate you jumping on with us for a few minutes.
Appreciate Adam being here. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. I appreciate you guys sticking around for 2 hours so I can prioritize NBA stuff over my wedding, which is what I've always wanted to do. So we'll be back, I believe, next Tuesday. And then next Thursday, I will not be here, but you guys have an awesome trade deadline show lined up.
Cannot
you are
wait.
Going to want to. And the thing is, if you haven't signed up for FTN Network yet, or FTN Daily, excuse me, sure, you'll get access to the free trade deadline show, but that DFS slate is going to be bonkers. It is every year. Get your edge. Use promo code FTNTV. Get 15% off of every package, particularly NBA. If you want to go the monthly route, you get 15% off of every month, not just that first initial month. Join us before the trade deadline. Get your edge, one of Eddie Fear's favorite slates of the year, and those are slates you want to take advantage of. Do you guys have anything else before we head out?
No, I'm going to go eat some food and watch some basketball.
I'm just amazed you're leaving the Doomsday Bunker.
I am. I'm going to come. I'm going to have like a couple Campbell's soup cans with me. I'll have it like different rolls of gauze and stuff in my backpack. I'll be ready. Very apocalyptic in Vegas. But yes, I'm excited. So for Adam, for Joe, for Thomas, for Zach, this is the FTNMB podcast. And Thomas, as always,
let's get these beans.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the FTN NBA podcast with Adam, Joe, and Zach. Make sure to follow your hosts on Twitter at APPfeiffer24, at JMets34, and at KawhiZenbergDFS. Hit that subscribe button so you don't miss an episode.